Fans of professional hockey have been left out in the cold by this year's ongoing NHL lockout. But in Boston, officials at the Fleet Center, home of the Boston Bruins, are warming some spirits with an invitation for fans to do something they've only dreamed about. Andrea Shea reports.
They arrive in twos and threes and in big family posses wearing black and gold jerseys and wool caps with big embroidered bees on the front. You'd think they were headed to a hockey game, but they're not. They've come here to skate on their favorite team's hallowed ice.
Hey, how much is it?
$10 a piece.
Thank you.
Ticket sales will help offset the high cost of making and maintaining the ice at the Fleet Center rink. It also gives Bruins fans a chance to fulfill a fantasy.
My name's Bob Green. I'm from Marblehead. Figure once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. The only good part of the Bruins not playing.
Sure, fans like Bob Green are disappointed, but the chance to frolic on what is usually forbidden makes up for some of their pain. Couples hold hands, others glide and twirl and race around the ellipse. They've road-tripped from Rhode Island, New Hampshire, Connecticut, and all over Massachusetts to be here. Bob Jones came with his 2-year-old son.
Just got new skates, present from his uncle. He's a natural. He's the next Bobby Orr, so.
For the littlest fans, this place is like Bobby Orr Nirvana. 10-year-old Nicholas Monero plays peewee hockey, and he's thrilled to be where his heroes have been.
Joe Thornton, Samsonov, Gretzky, Bork.
And the men are having just as much fun, if not more, than the kids.
My name's Peter Lucian, and this is my son, Joseph. He's 3 years old. And I think it's more my dream come true than his.
But all good dreams come to an end, and a sea of black and gold clad fans streams back out onto the streets of Boston.
Peanuts, you have fun?
All right.
For NPR News, I'm Andrea Shea.